Yesterday, 28, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the book of Judges, chapter 9, verses 6 to 15. And all the citizens of Shechem came together, and all Beth Milo, and they went and made Abimelech king by the oak of the pillar at Shechem. When it was told to Jotham, he went and stood on the top of Mount Gerizim and cried aloud and said to them, "Listen to me, you men of Shechem, that God may listen to you. The trees one went forth to anoint a king over them, and they said to the olive tree, 'Reign over us.' But the olive tree said to them, 'Shall I leave my fatness, by which gods and men are honored, and go to sway over the trees?' And the tree said to the fig tree, 'Come you and reign over it.' But the fig tree said to them, 'Shall I leave my sweetness and my good food and go to sway over the trees?' And the tree said to the vine, 'Come you and reign over it.' But the vine said to them, 'Shall I leave my wine, which cheer God and men, and go to sway over the trees?' Then all the trees said to the bramble, 'Come you and reign over it.' And the bramble said to the trees, 'If in good faith you are anointing me king over you, then come and take refuge in my shade. But if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedar of Lebanon.'" The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 20, verses 1 to 15. Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them to his vineyard. And going about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, 'You go into vineyard too, and whatever is right, I will give you.' So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one had hired us.' He said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too.' And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, 'Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first.' And when about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the householder, saying, 'The last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. But he replied to one of them, Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity? So the last will be first, and the first last. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. The difference between the heavenly and the worldly king. Worldly leaders promise many things with people before they are elected. But once they were elected, they forget all their promises. If they remember them, there is not many. In opposition, God is loyal in all what he promises to people. Even they are not faithful to what they promise to him. Moreover, he always finds a way to help the poor, the sinful, and the weak. Today's reading shows the difference between God and the worldly leaders. In the first reading, Abimelech returned to his native place to campaign among his fellow countrymen so he could rely on them later, because he knew that they tend to elect the one from their native place. When he became a king, Abimelech forgot all his promises and oppressed without mercy those who elected him. In the Gospel, Jesus compared the heavenly kingdom as the landowner who hired neighbors to work in his vineyard. He negotiated with his worker that he shall pay them a denarius for a day. This is the way of a labor per day. Later, he went out and hired more laborers to work in his vineyard at different hours. When the evening came, he paid wages for them. Those who worked at the earliest hour complained because they received the same wage as those who worked at the later hour. The landowner declared that he did not commit injustice to them because he paid what he and they were negotiated. They have no right to prevent him to have mercy for those who work later. Second analysis. First reading. Listen to me, you men of Shechem, that God may listen to you. Third point. The reason why people of Shechem anointed Abimelech as a king. Abimelech is the son of Gideon with a mass servant, which we heard from yesterday's reading. Since Gideon had many wives, so he also had many children, more than 70 children. His mother was born in Shechem. This is the reason why Abimelech returned to his native place to convince his fellow countrymen to anoint him as a king with the following words. Who is better for you? That all 70 of the sons of Zerubbabel, Gideon, rule over you, or that one rule over you. Remember also that I am the bone and the flesh. See Judges chapter 9, verse 2. Abimelech is very shrewd. He knew the people of Shechem shall elect him to be a king, with a hope that he shall give them benefit later. Then all the people of Shechem, together with people of Beth Milo, gathered. They came to anoint Abimelech as a king, near to the oak, before the stone at Shechem. Abimelech used the money which he collected from his fellow countrymen at Shechem to hire varangs to kill all his brothers at Ophrah. All 70 brothers on the same stone, only Jotham, Gideon's youngest son, escaped. Second point. Jotham pointed out the danger of this anointing. When people brought this news to Jotham, he climbed to the top of Mount Gerizim, called out and said to people who anointed Abimelech as a king, "Listen to me, you men of Shechem, that God may listen to you." Then he told them a parable of all the trees on the way to anoint a king to rule over them. The parable only tells an important thing. In this parable, Jotham wanted to imply that the woodland king were Abimelech, and all the trees were the people of Shechem. Abimelech was compared as a ramble, meaning a woodland and wicked person, does not deserve to be a king. He was anointed as a king when all other trees refused to be it. Jotham for one danger which the people of Shechem shall be received from Abimelech in the parable, when the ramble said to all the tree, "If in good faith you are anointing me king over you, then come and take refuge in my shade. But if not, let fire come out of the ramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon." After Abimelech became a king, he maltreated the people of Shechem without mercy, and they also gathered to oppose him. Second, the gospel. The good shepherd cared for all his sheep. Third point, the sign of a good leader. The main point in today's parable is not about social justice or injustice. That is, if you work a little, you shall eat a little, or if you work hard, you shall eat more. But about everyone have enough to eat. A good leader is the one who knows how to arrange works so that everyone has a job to earn a living worthy of their dignity. The passage begins with Jesus' introduction to the parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usually daily way, he sent them into his vineyard. The gospel did not give a reason for those who work late. But there are many unexpected things that can happen in life. Instead of spending our effort to find out why they did not go to work at those who worked from the beginning, we can group them at those who do not have many opportunities, untalented, diseased, even lazy one. A good leader can find opportunity for the kind of peoples. Jesus continued his parable. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is theirs." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one had hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." To the last kind of people, we know the reason why they stood around. These people work only 1 hour, since at the end of the 6 hour is the end of a working day. Second point, a shame way to pay wages. The compensation for a working day in Palestine at this time was 1 denarius, and the owner made a contract with them from the beginning. The owner did not unfairly treat any troops, so they had no reason to rebuke him. When the evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, and each received the usually daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual way. Jealousy is one of people's bad habits. People do not want those who worked less hours than them to have the same amount of money as them. So on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "The last one worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day burden and the heat." Why did landowner do such a thing? His answer showed he is a good shepherd. He had both justice and mercy. He arranged so that all could have worked for money for their living. He answered to those who grumbled against him, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I were to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" Application of life. God is always loyal to his promise. We should put our complete trust in him. Do not put our church in leaders who are unable to save anyone at Abimelech. We should not apply worldly standard for God. Let God be Him when He generously gives grace for all people. God is just, but also very merciful. We should rely on God's mercy more than His justice. Amen.